The following program is an independent production brought to you by Bridge Holistic Healing.
Informative, inspirational discussions on how to enrich your life in body, mind, and spirit. Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, providing tips you need and expert insight on holistic living. Then join us as we delve into the spiritual journey and explore the soul in Wave of Fire on the Dr. Leslie Show. Welcome, friends. It's time again for the Dr. Leslie Show. You are joining with a global community of souls who have open hearts, open minds, and who are ready to bring in information, education, inspiration to assist them with moving into their best life ever. It means that we are owning, that we are in charge, and that we are able to create our own world. We have the God-given gifts within us. We are made in that image, and now is the time. So folks, I can't wait to tell you a bit about the first-time special guest that we have today. His name is Peter Anthony. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about him, but I'm going to try to dive in as soon as I can to the conversation, because I'm already so inspired, I'm riveting because of what I'm just, you know, bouncing off the walls because of the conversation we were just having before coming on the air. So I can't wait to bring him into this. Let me tell you, here's the background. Peter Anthony is a producer. He's a paranormal expert, and we'll explain what that means in just a minute. He's a contributing writer for several spiritual magazines around the country, author of the book Key Master, and he's a numerology life coach. So in the early days of Peter's career, when he was studying to become a special effects makeup artist, he received a phone call to make an appearance on ABC's PM magazine when a scheduled guest canceled at the last minute. And Lisa Givens was the host of this news entertainment TV show. Peter was unaware that this phone call would launch his career in television. So a woman named Judy, who was the producer for CBS News, tuned in the night that Peter's segment aired on television, and the rest, they say, is history. So working alongside with Dan Rather, Diane Sawyer, Leslie Stahl, Peter was quick to rise and was soon working with the who's who in show business as a freelance image consultant, okay? Now, in 1987... the after effects of a near-death experience presented an inexplicable gift of mathematical codes and a series of numbers, and this played a life-changing event in Peter's life. His extraordinary artistic talents vanished. So the path he was going on suddenly dissolved, and those skills were replaced with a new arithmetical, a new knowledge of numbers, of math, allowing him to become an expert in numerology. So we're going to learn here in a moment about Peter Anthony and the drastic life changes that happened for him when he had a near-death experience. You've heard a number of our guests talk about these types of experiences. Peter's is one of the most profound that I have ever heard of, and it has launched him into a whole new path that is awakening the minds and hearts of many, many people through a number of ways, through his book, Key Master, through his personal private practice, even through his work with crime scene investigations. Let's bring him on now. Peter, tell us a little bit about your own story of how this huge transition took place so suddenly in your life.
Well, I mean, you know, in the height of my career when I was at CBS as a freelance image consultant, you know, back during the 80s, we were in the height of the AIDS epidemic, and I let a very simple diagnosis get out of hand due to fear. So, you know, fast forward to the punch, I ended up in the hospital and had a near-death experience. So I flatlined on the operating table. And for me, I guess that whole area of, first, I have to kind of backtrack here. I was agnostic, so my idea of or belief in God and Jesus and all that was certainly not, I'm kind of ashamed of that now, but I just found that hard to believe. Mm-hmm. So when I crossed over, one of the first things that happened to me during this whole near-death experience was I began to see a series of codes. 222, 333, 444, sevens and sevens, and you know, what I call the triple codes. And that was followed by a series of zeros, followed by a series of ones. Not knowing what that was, so I experienced it on the other side. So for me, when I did come back from the other side, I guess I had to set out and figure out why I was seeing these numbers. And you know, back in the 80s and even the early 90s, there was no numerology book that spoke of 222 or 333 or these triple codes. So I just kind of invested myself in numerology books, read Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. I mean, I went into this whole spiritual, metaphysical world, not believing, but kept, you know, involving myself in these, I guess, in these studies of metaphysics and spirituality and numerology. And at that time, working with CBS, I was able to work with some really great women who were very metaphysical. I've worked with Academy Award winner Greer Garson, who was into metaphysics, Shirley MacLaine, who wrote Out on a Limb at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, so I had the chance to work with some fascinating women who kind of guided me towards this consciousness. So for me, that kind of led to my job as a numerology expert. And then I guess what propelled my life is, you know, I was studying to become a special effects makeup artist. That's what I wanted to do, and CBS was a ticket to get into the union. What happened as I began to study these numbers, I was contacted by a homicide detective to work on a case. And this case happened to be that the victim who was shot was a special effects makeup artist, and they found all these different codes in the perpetrator's home. The man that had shot what we at the time thought was the victim. When I arrived on the crime scene days and days and days after, the homicide detectives were at a stump because they couldn't figure out what these codes were and what these astrological symbols were. And long story made short, what turned out to be what they thought was the victim turned out to be a homicide killer. And that kind of launched my career into the television world as a paranormal investigator on a show called Sightings. Mm-hmm. And so I started traveling around the country as a paranormal investigator while I was working at CBS, kind of keeping it quiet as an image consultant. So I was kind of leading a double life. And, I didn't tell anyone about this because, you know, I hadn't processed all this information. And when you're talking about the other side and having a near-death experience, back then people didn't believe, they didn't care, they didn't want to talk about God or what I saw on the other side. So it was kind of a double-edged sword of responsibility for me. Mm. So, and you know, long answer to your very simple question, that's kind of the background of what I became and who I am today.
Wow. Okay, so I want to back up a little bit and ask a few questions. You're saying that when you had your near-death experience, okay, you flatlined on the table there in the hospital,
ma'am.
You left this realm and went into the afterlife, so to speak, okay?
Yeah. Well, I went through the tunnel. I mean, you hear so many NDEs who talk about this. I call it the bullseye, but for me it was the bullseye of the tunnel. And during that tunnel is when these codes began to, imagine yourself going through a tunnel and you're not physically seeing yourself, your essence, your spirit, I guess, is the best way to, or if you want to even use the word soul. And I'm seeing as I'm going through this tunnel all these codes.
Uh-huh.
So that was my first epiphany.
Okay, so hang on. So you're saying, so you left your body and you found yourself traveling through a tunnel, like a tube.
Yes, bullseye or a tunnel. I mean, we call it the white light for those who've had NDEs.
Okay, which is folks' near-death experience.
Right.
So you're going through kind of it looks like a cylinder. It's a round-looking.
Absolutely, yes.
And you see at the end of it a light.
Well, I was encased in the light. That's the thing, too. When you're going through this tunnel, I mean, the light is just so bright. But, it, you know, imagine a special effects movie, you know, and you're seeing this tunnel and you see all these codes, you know, circling you, and you're what I call your spirit, your essence, your soul, and you're seeing this. And something else that happened to me that I really want to talk about, what I was able to tap into was the collective intelligence. So as I'm seeing all these codes and dissect them and understanding, you know, in other words, quantum physics, these what I call these angel codes, the moral codes, I understood their summation. I knew exactly what they meant at that time. But as I was traveling through this white light, this tunnel, I was able to tap into collective intelligence. Mm-hmm. So imagine me not believing in any of this stuff, the mind of tapping into Tesla and Einstein and Cheryl and Darwin, and for that matter, your high school teacher, you know, your high school history teacher. It was just in my intelligence, and I understood everything, past, current, and so to me that was mind-boggling. And then I think that the third level of my tunnel before I went to the Life Review was I learned something, and this is something that to this day sticks with me, and I really want your audience to hear this. There is no judgment. There is, you know, we have a tendency with what, especially today, there's so much judgments against, you know, certain minorities and certain, you know, ethnic groups and certain subcultures. You know, what I learned on the other side, there is no black, there is no white, there is no gay, there is no straight. There is only spirit. And in that spirit is the essence of love.
Mm.
That's it.
Mm.
So there is no rich, poor, you know, it's not about education or resume. It's where are you showing love on the planet daily? And for me, that just became the mission of my life.
Mm. Wow. Okay, so let me review this a bit. So you leave your body.
To digest, right?
But yeah, it's amazing. Okay, you go through this tunnel, and you're calling it the bullseye. So you're surrounded by this light. Mm-hmm. And then you see these codes around you. So are you telling me that you are looking at written numbers floating around?
Absolutely. I mean, as I said, you know, you're kind of having this experience. And, you know, of course, when you're seeing this and you talk about this after the fact, you go and talk to the doctors and they say, oh, it's the anesthesia and the drugs and all that kind of stuff. Well, you know, then they begin to pop up in my life. And, you know, when I've traveled around the country, and this is so important, when I traveled around the country and doing all these lectures all around, people are seeing these 222s and 333s and 444 and 7s and 7s and, you know, or the 1111.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, for me, when I was seeing this, I had to understand, so I had to go to the what I call the basic math principles of, you know, one represents Aries, two represents Libra, and so on, and then I had to learn the basics of math and numerology and how they were associated in the metaphysical world, and then I began to study, and it began to make sense. You know, we all live in a mathematical world. We just don't realize it. Even from our telephone numbers to the time, everything is based upon a number principle.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, having been an expert in art, you know, this talent left me, and math became my new way of life.
You kind of shifted from right brain to left brain in your
specialties,
yeah?
Yeah, and people are still astounded. I get phone calls to this day of people, well, can you paint this for me? And I'm like, I can't paint anymore. Even my penmanship changed. I mean, you know, people used to say, oh, my God, you have the most beautiful penmanship, and, you know, being raised Catholic, you know, it was one of the things we had to learn was our penmanship. We couldn't get out of the lines. And so anyway, so people look at me and go, my God. And I am able to use both left and right hand.
Oh.
So, and I have to say this, too. I used to stutter.
Mm-hmm.
I was very self-conscious about speaking, first of all, to anyone, for that matter. So the idea of me today speaking to your audience was a challenge for me to overcome, and I did it. So I'm very grateful for that.
Okay, so these things just showed up spontaneously once you had this near-death experience.
It took 7 years for me to process this information.
Oh.
As soon as I began to believe myself and not the opinions of others, I began to implement it into my life.
That's
yes.
Beautiful. So tell us a little bit about the angel codes and the moral codes. So you saw these numbers and you saw them as codes that were representing things like this?
Well, an example, I mean, and I'm sure there's going to be someone in your listening audience who's going to identify with one or two of these codes, because as I said, I've traveled all around the nation. I've gone on coast to coast, and I had so many people sending me emails from China, I mean, from Canada, from Australia, who were tapping into these codes. So like the 222, you know, the 333, 444. So an example of 222 is have faith. It means this, whatever situation you're going through will work itself out. The 333 is what I refer to as the biblical consciousness, the Christ consciousness. And it is about the Avatar and the Hopi Indian. And it's about the Native Americans. It is about what I call the teachings of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are seeing this number, the 333, it's like stop what you're doing and have that, what I call that one-on-one conversation with God. What's going on in your life at that moment?
Okay.
What do you need to work through?
Right. Now,
so
quickly, I'm going to interject something before
you go to
the next thing, because just Monday when I was here and recording a show that here at the radio station, I looked up at the clock, and as I was bringing this guest on, I said, whoa, you know, I've been seeing repeated numbers a lot for the last 12 months, but I looked up, and it was the first time that I saw the clock say 444 and 44 seconds. So there were
wow.
Five fours in a row. And, you know, I guess normally I'm not in front of a clock that also has the digital second numbers going as well. But right when we were coming on, I looked and I saw this whole screen of fours at once. So what does that mean?
The 444 is the awakening of consciousness, and you're elevating to the next level.
Okay.
And your message, whatever that message is, four, when we refer in numerology, relates to what I call the masses, the people, the common person. And as you're elevating your consciousness to higher purpose, higher learning, higher teaching, and higher message, it means this is the angel that is supporting you, and get prepared for the next level of your consciousness. Something new is coming your way, and whatever you're about to do or whatever you're about to tap into, an example like today, you and I are talking about the 444. Someone here is going to hear that and go, oh my God, I'm seeing that too. Mm-hmm. And so what we're doing here, we are awakening to new consciousness about what I call the angel codes, the moral codes, and where are we in our life? You know, are we at cosmic maturity, or are we at this, you know, what I call the stage of I want this, I need more money, and I'm out, my relationship isn't working out, or are you at a point of how may I be of service to serve the planet?
Right.
And that's where I am. And once I got into that consciousness, my whole world just began to open up.
Wow. Wow, that's powerful. So, Peter and listeners, we're going to take a quick break.
Sure.
And this is for a word from our sponsors. Listeners, pay attention to the messages. These are our beloved friends who are actually making this show possible for you. So when you bring them your energy and your business and attention, and they bring all of that to this show and make it possible for us to give back to you. Okay, so it's a circle. We're all giving to each other. So let's stay tuned for a moment. We'll be back shortly with Wave of Fire. This is the Dr. Leslie Show. And here's Pet Tip of the Day, brought to you by Veterinary Hospital of Davidson. Healthy, happy, holistic.
K-Laser is a class 4 therapeutic laser used to treat many conditions such as arthritis, paralysis, lit granulomas, and wounds that are slow to heal. It's one more way we treat conditions naturally without the use of medications that can harm your pet.
And we're back, and that was Pet Tip of the Day from Veterinary Hospital of Davidson, where they offer the best of natural and traditional pet health care. You're going to get the best of the East and the West using traditional medicine and complementary natural medicine with acupuncture, herbs, and all the natural healing arts available for your pets. Book with them online on davidsonvet.com. And when you do that, make sure you tell them that Dr. Leslie sent you, because you will get $25 off of your first visit in with your furry or feathered family member. Again, that's the Dr. Leslie VIP discount when you book with davidsonvet.com. Now we're moving into Wave of Fire, and we've got special guest Peter Anthony, who's got the most amazing story about a near-death experience that's beyond any I've heard of. He had these numerical codes brought to him and actually had a shift in how his brain functions, so that his talent in art and his right brain creative work seemed to kind of diminish, and suddenly he's got all these skills and knowledge that have to do with numbers, numerology, and he's bringing his gifts to the world. How may I serve is the new question for Peter Anthony. Shouldn't it be for all of his folks? Let's learn more from this man so we can gain from the gifts that he got crossing to the other side. So, Peter, okay, you told me that the 444 is about elevating consciousness. It's kind of reaching to the masses and taking steps to help shift us all to a higher understanding of what is?
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
I call it the awakening of our authentic purpose.
Wonderful. I love hearing that right now. Awakening of our authentic purpose. Folks, can I just tell you that the purpose of this show is 444? Now that I've learned from Peter Anthony. So this is the 444 show, which is assisting in awakening to our purpose together and actually awakening the consciousness of as many people as we can reach to what else there is out there and what else there is inside of us. Now, Peter, you're an expert because you've gone places that no person has gone before. I'm sure that your experience was quite unique to you. How many people do you know of that have had near-death experiences encountering numbers and codes the way you did?
Only one.
Okay.
And it was a lady. I met her. She drove all the way 90 miles back to her home to listen to me speak. Mm-hmm. And what should have been a sold-out room was just only this one lady.
Uh-huh.
And I spoke to her as though there were 90 people in that room.
Uh-huh.
And but her thoughts and the numbers and the prophecies and the music and everything was so identical to what I had experienced on the other side. I would say identical. I mean, the codes that we saw and where we were as people on the planet and how we needed to raise our consciousness. I mean, I was talking to her and she was crying, and her husband sat in the other room because he didn't want to, you know, hear or participate in this. So it was just kind of a one-on-one. She sat in the front row. I sat at the podium and spoke. We just had this powwow. So, but as I said, I've only met one, and you know, but I do meet other NDEs that talk about, you know, the white light. But I think, you know, in terms of what I have experienced on the other side and having someone else, just that one lady, and mm-hmm. we still stay in contact with each other.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So my point there, why I bring this up, is because, you know, you never know when your word, when your life, when your energy is going to transform or enlighten someone, because her husband didn't want her to go, and she decided she was going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he drove her 9 miles and complained and moaned the entire time and did the same thing back. But imagine, it was meant for this woman and I to meet. I mean, we just connected on such a profound level.
Of course.
So, as I said, I always go out daily. How may I be of service, God? Provide the people, the places, and the situation. And my job is to show up. End of story.
Thank you so much. I needed to hear that. I know a lot of our listeners needed to hear that. Folks, this is called unconditional service, isn't it? This is an extension. This is unconditional love, which is the message, which is the essence, which is the energy of Christ, which many of us relate to through Jesus. That message and energy being brought into action says, how may I be of service unconditionally, whether it's 1,000 people or one person who shows up. This is Peter Anthony embodying that. Thank you, Peter. That's beautiful inspiration. So tell us more about the adventures that have taken place since you started really putting together the clues and kind of integrating and coming to grips with the meaning and the message of this near-death experience.
Well, one thing I want to talk about, I wrote a book called Key Master. It's on Amazon, .com, you know, by Peter Anthony and also Barnes & Noble. You know, so here I'm in this industry, paranormal investigator, traveling around, you know, the country, you know, working on homicide cases. And I didn't know how to type, certainly never written a book before. And so I wrote this book on sticky notes and handed all my sticky notes into, I hired a typist, and we went from page 1 to page 300. Never wrote a book before. And when I turned it into the editor, she said, how did you do this? I don't know how I did it. I just sat down and thought, I wrote from my heart and let my head follow. But so for me, I think that's where we need to go. Lead with our heart, and our head will follow. And, you know, so for me, the my whole life changed when I began to really walk in that talk of really just, as I said, provide the people, the place, and the situation, and my job is to show up. It simply says, thy will be done, not my will be done. And when I learned to live in that mantra, that place of hope, that place of turning my fears over to what I call a higher consciousness, into the Christ consciousness, my world began to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
So that, for me, became the pivotal part of my success to becoming a paranormal investigator, to writing a book. And I also do affirmations, and I put out during my gratitude walk every day, you know, when I say provide the people, places, and situations. So here's what's interesting. So I'm traveling next week to your part of the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
So my job to the universe is, but okay, so wouldn't it be nice to have a radio interview and to that part of the world so that if someone is listening, they might come to this lecture? Or for that matter, since you have an audience in Europe, wouldn't it be nice that someone would hear this message? So I put that purchase order out to the universe, and then serendipitously, here we are.
Well,
that's the power of manifestation and living in your truth. And no, not in fear. I hope it happens. Thy will be done.
Right. Okay, so you're hoping it happens, and you're saying, this is my intention, and I release this to you because I'm surrendering to thy will as well.
And I want to put pure intention. This is a very important part of my book in Key Master, because what most of us do, myself included, and even to this day, you know, I call it the committee that meets in my head. So when I put an affirmation on or a prayer, well, I hope it happens. Oh, my goodness gracious. You know, what happens if it doesn't happen? And we worry about the rent. We worry about the mortgage. We worry about the car payment. We worry about the education. We worry about the economy. We worry about the selection. That's living in fear.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to teach my mind, what I call the committee of my mind, is to live in faith and not in fear.
Yeah.
And that's a daily practice.
Wow. Folks, a daily practice of living out of faith,
right,
instead of fear. So tell us for a moment about this. Are you still working with homicide cases?
Yes, I've done so many different paranormal shows. You can go into my website, the Axel Prophet, and you can see some of the shows I've worked on.
Right. Okay. So, folks, again, what Peter just said was the Accidental Prophet. The AccidentalProphet.com is the website where you can learn a lot more and get his book. Okay, is that right? Can you get Keymaster?
Just go to my website. It takes you directly to Amazon and to Barnes & Noble.
There you go. So Keymaster is the book, and The Accidental Prophet, isn't that beautiful, is Peter Anthony's website. So go on there now and also learn more about these paranormal shows and that he's been doing. And so, Peter, how does a homicide detective end up calling on a numerologist / paranormal investigator? I mean, what does that look like? You're saying the police?
Well, that's a great question, and thank you for asking. You know, I kind of look at what I do for a living. You know, hi, honey, I have to go to the office, the cemetery, or homicide case. It's a challenging situation, right? So I'm the last house or the last person that is called because, you know, the homicide detectives back during that period of time kind of treated me like I was a circus act. I don't mean to put any kind of judgment there, but that's pretty much how I was treated. So when they began to listen to me and evidence I pulled up that only they knew about, they were shocked by all that. And, of course, when I landed on sightings, I mean, that kind of catapulted me into, you know, every Friday night into people's, you know, televisions on a Friday night, and then I did other paranormal shows. I just kind of, to say this, I kind of learned as I went along. I'd never been on TV before as a guest, so I had to learn how to work with camera and the directors and producers, and then in reality, television was just a new concept back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So I tapped into what I call a split-screen reality, traveling back into those periods of time. An example you'll see on my website, I work on a concentration camp and a murder scene that was there, and you see it there on the website, and how I was able to go back into that period of time in the 1940s, and how I'm able to step into talking to the director and the producer and the camera guy and sharing my story of what I'm seeing in two worlds. And I, you know, haven't, as I said, when I came back in 7 years, I just learned to operate in two worlds.
Oh, my goodness.
The world of the world of reality where we are today.
So ever since you crossed over for this near-death experience, you can kind of jump back and forth over that fence and time travel.
It's a nature to me that it's a part of who I am today.
Wow.
And when I'm able to go walk into a case or a sighting, as they say, or a homicide case, I don't know how I do it. I mean, I go into my gratitude walk. I go into provide the people, place, and situations, and I'll show up. And whatever information you want to give me, I will do.
That's awesome.
And I'll show up.
That's awesome.
You know, it presents itself.
Yeah.
And I think oftentimes, not just even the producers I'm working with now, they don't know how I do what I do. And they questioned me, and I was working on a case here.
Peter. I'd love to hear more about that story, but we've run right out of time. I would love to have you on again. Listeners, let's just give Peter Anthony an applause in our souls and spirits right now for all that he's doing and bringing to the world. Thank you for your message, Peter, and thank you for who you are being.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and we shall continue another time.
Absolutely. Listeners, Dr. Leslie reminding you that you are never alone. You are loved, you are worthy, and all is well. Be blessed and walk sacred.
Has Google warned you that your website is not mobile friendly and you'll be devalued in search rankings? Does your business need to rank higher in the search engines? Have you ever considered a mobile app to build customer loyalty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, let your friends at ZenLedge help launch your business into the 21st century. Mention this ad and get 2 free hours of custom development with a 5-hour commitment. That's a $200 value. Don't miss this great opportunity. Call your friends today at ZenLedge, 843-882-7149. You can also visit them on the web, zenledge.com.